This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will pay more than $1 million to six people who say they were injured by Denver police during Black Lives Matter protests 3 years ago. City Council approved the payments Monday. Andy McNulty is an attorney on the case.
These settlements show this is a huge problem that hasn't been addressed in a real meaningful way.
So far in 2023, Denver has paid out more than $9 million in claims involving police. The Los Alamos County Sheriff has fired two employees for tasing a handcuffed man and lying about it in official reports. The two officers tased the man during a traffic stop in Trinidad last fall. The man was never charged with anything. He is now suing the sheriff's department. Public comment before the Denver Public School Board will be limited to 2 hours for now. Board President Sochi Gaitan calls it temporary and reasonable until the board drafts permanent limits. She says some comment sessions have stretched to midnight or 1 a.m.
We've gone on for hours upon hours, and we really need to consider that we respect each other's time. We're respecting the time of our staff.
The school district board holds one regular public comment session per month. Many school districts across the state have total time limits of 1 or 2 hours. Colorado voters will decide on two statewide measures this fall. The Secretary of State officially finalized the ballot Monday. Both questions were put on the ballot by the legislature. One slows the rate of growth of property taxes by lowering Tabor refunds. The other would let the state hold on to more tobacco and nicotine tax revenue instead of having to refund it. This is CPR News.